the Knicks have a lot of exciting young talent. What they don't have is someone to mentor Kevin Knox and RJ Barrett from the small forward position.
I swear to God.
They need to go after this Carmelo
Anthony talent. Finish your thought.
Hear me out. Okay. The Knicks trade, they have too many big men. They trade Mitchell Robinson straight up for Carmelo Anthony.
I will be back online in 45 minutes. I need to make a quick drive to a friend's house.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Full Court Mess. It is the Hot Take Podcast with hot takes, hot basketball. Some of our teams not so hot lately. That's okay. I am your local not hot team fan, Jared.
I'm Joe. Bucks have won 13 in a row, and I'm pretty excited about that.
I am Will, and I am mostly nude and bathed by the light of the Christmas tree.
Oh.
Okay. Epic. And we have Matt. Season. We have Matt back. The good Matt.
Famed cultural appropriator of husband culture.
Hey, not funny.
It's not funny. I should apologize, and I'm sorry you felt bad about the words that I said.
Joe is the only one on this pod who is allowed to say my wife because he's the only husband.
No one's.
I'm the only one allowed to say my wife in a non-Borat.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's his word. His word.
So we have. Go ahead.
I've got something that just in the past 5 minutes came up on my mind, and I really need to know.
Okay.
It's when you said we all have a lot of bad teams. Out of my Wizards, Jared's Warriors, and Matt's Knicks,
woo!
Three guys on those teams would get rotation minutes on Joe's Milwaukee Bucks.
A lot.
45 players on those teams. How many of them would get real rotation minutes?
D'Lo?
Yeah, D'Lo would definitely.
Draymond.
Yeah.
Randall probably comes off the bench.
No, Mitchell Robinson for blocks.
Mitchell Robinson doesn't even get rotational minutes on the Knicks.
He does.
Damn.
Great Elliot today.
Stay calm.
And that's their fault.
Why would the Bucks give Mitchell Robinson minutes when they already have a worse Mitchell Robinson in Giannis Antetokounmpo?
Exactly.
I thought you were going to say Dragon Bender, and I was ready for that.
Bradley Beal, sure.
Yeah.
But I think you could convince me it is like six or fewer out of a 45-man possible pool.
Yeah, yeah. I would say, yeah. just at a quick thought, I would say, yeah, it's less than 10.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Would they have to give minutes to RJ, imagining that the Bucks somehow had the third pick and they picked him that high?
I get, yeah.
Like, oh, I got to play because he's RJ Barrett.
Can we, like, make up a technicality where they have to give minutes to RJ?
No, I mean, just, like, when I feel you draft like a player that high,
RJ, they would give RJ minutes in the regular season to try to develop him, but as soon as it was like playoff time, he wouldn't see the floor.
Yeah, honestly, I think on the Bucks, he would be in that like DiVincenzo, DJ Wilson, like rotational young player.
I'm
maybe
sorry,
he'd probably be higher than that. He's better. He's probably better than those guys.
I think Davis Bertans could get like 8 minutes a game.
Oh yeah. Spot shooter. He'd be like the Mirotić of last year.
He's already got 7 threes tonight against the Sixers. I love him. He's the only.
Whoa.
He's the only one of like the new Wizards I love.
He'd probably get Kyle Korver's minutes, and which is the like 6 to 8 minutes a game.
The Washington Wizards have just defeated the checking quickly apparently full strength Philadelphia 76ers.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Because Davis Bertans went for 25, and Rui Hachimura went for 27, which means the Sixers are officially canceled.
Hold and on. The Wizards picked the exact right person. No regrets.
God damn it. Noted defensive star and my son Ben Simmons managed to hold Ish Smith to 19 points and 8 assists on 7 of 11 shooting.
Simmons and Embiid combined for 15 turnovers.
Oh my god.
8 and 7. So, that's no good.
Wow, super duo.
Wait, they had as many turnovers as they had made shots combined. Also, Tobias Harris scored 33 points on 28 shots. Why is Tobias Harris taking 28 shots?
He had 40 minutes.
You know, what is happening?
Of game time.
Matisse Thybulle had 30 minutes off the bench.
Scott Brooks, well, this is just reminding me of that old tweet that just says a basketball podcaster, people getting together and reading box scores. we're finally there. But I'm struck by Scott Brooks. Clearly, he loves to play guys high minutes anyways, and he clearly believes that rookies are invincible because he played Hachimura at 42 minutes.
Jeez.
Mitchell Robinson, currently in a massive blowout loss, has 22 minutes and 17 points on 7 shots. So that's infinitely better than Tobias.
I am just now seeing that y'all are down by a strong 36 points.
Yeah, it's not bad.
The Wizards have given up 150 points in regulation multiple times this year now. 159 to the Rockets and 150 to the Clippers.
Speaking of the Rockets, how about that combo of Harden dropping 50, Russell Westbrook having a triple-double, and they combined to shoot 18 of 68 or something like that from
amazing.
The floor.
Amazing.
Those are my kings.
And they're like disputing a game because they got a missed call and they want to replay the last 8 minutes of the game.
So dumb.
Is there any team besides the Rockets? Forget even how much they're whining about it. Is there any other team that would even happen to?
No.
Where they just like a guy dunks a ball and the refs don't notice, so they don't give him the points. That's what you get when you start being like narcs about everything. It starts happening to you more.
It happens to the team that plays against the who are they? The Washington, the Generals? I don't know, not the Generals.
The Globetrotters.
Whoever
the
plays
Globetrotters, Nemesis.
Yeah, the Generals play the Globetrotters.
The Generals, yes.
And the Rockets.
How sad is it that the Washington Generals are not the worst professional basketball team with Washington in the name? There's a Washington basketball team famous for being pathetic losers, and they're not the biggest laughingstock of the Washington basketball community.
Who would win that game?
I imagine it would never end. Like, the clock would hit zero, and then it would just start going into negative time.
The fans can never leave.
Everyone wins except whoever's watching.
So, turns out we as a podcast have reason to celebrate, as we have received our first online complaint about us. Let's go.
Big time.
Big time. We've done it. We have received a complaint from @NickOlsonIndy. Thank you, Nick, for tweeting. Imagine being a basketball podcast and tweeting this absolute garbage. Now, whatever tweet he's referring to, it could have been any of them. But we do have one exact one, which would be from Joe, right? This was a live one from you?
Yeah. Yes.
Do you want to take it away?
Yeah, I was at the Bucks-Pacers game a few weeks ago. Bucks handled their business. I think they won by 25 or something like that. So I just started live tweeting what I was seeing at the game. And amongst those tweets, I think I said something along the lines of, I'm starting to understand why the Suns gave away TJ Warren for basically nothing. He was playing, he didn't have a great game, pretty inefficient. I think he was like 4 for 15 shooting or something. I don't know, maybe a little better than that. He had like 15 points. He wasn't looking very good, and I was surprised that he got the start and was playing as much as he was. So, I thought I was pretty nice. I thought I could have been a lot meaner about Mr. Warren, pride of North Carolina. But yeah, anyway, this man from Indianapolis, seemed to be upset about this, but also didn't really seem to know what type of podcast we are. Didn't seem that way based on his, like,
I mean, you almost have to assume he was just name searching TJ Warren.
He must have been, because it was weeks later.
Yeah.
Yeah. To be clear, in this game, TJ, and I love TJ Warren. I think he's a blast. But in this game, TJ had 15 points and 15 missed shots.
Uh-huh. All right. I think what Joe said might have been fair. At that time.
Because I remember when the Pacers got him, it was literally for nothing, or like cash considerations, or like a super protected second round pick or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, I thought TJ Warren was pretty good. That seems weird. And then I saw him play and I was like, oh, okay. He's basically like Andrew Wiggins, but if Andrew Wiggins wasn't even that good at scoring either. But instead of saying that, I tweeted what I tweeted.
Is he that bad? I don't know. But
is he
really...
NC State's best player of all time in the NBA?
No.
Who would that be?
You have to. I think. I'm trying to remember his pro career because I mainly remember him in college. But David Thompson has to be there.
Oh best yeah. Of all time. Yeah, yeah.
I do
and
like.
Lest we forget. Dennis Smith Jr., reigning rookie of the year. future rookie of the year.
Reigning three-time rookie of the year.
That's right. Dennis Smith Jr.
Future.
Lest we forget.
So,
MVP.
Again, Nick Olson, thank you. You said imagine being a basketball podcast and tweeting this garbage. We don't have to imagine.
Imagine us being a basketball podcast. Imagine that.
Just guys being
That's
dudes.
Crazy to think about.
What's better
See,
than
folks, this? This is what happens when we fuck up and watch a game.
That's right.
Joe's fans hate it. Joe has seen one basketball game this year, and this is what happened.
Well,
by the third quarter, I was just firing off tweets.
Okay, speaking
I think
of,
I had like eight of them in that thread.
Speaking of being wrong, let's give it up to the Western Conference Player of the Week, Carmelo Anthony.
Oh, nice. Man.
Just not clapping for that.
I like the people who were just saying, like, because it came out and everyone was like, oh, what the fuck? Like, Luka or Harden should have won this. And everyone else was like, Player of the Week can mean whatever you want it to, so you can win. And just like, all right, look, this open. I love that because it opens up the avenues for so many awards we can give out to people. And I think it does actually free us up to give Dennis Smith the Rookie of the Year award this year.
Woo!
Because what?
Vindication.
Western Conference.
Feels so sweet.
Air quotes. Rookie of the year.
Rookie
I mean,
of 6
which
PM.
Year are we talking about here?
Dennis Smith is playing like a rookie, so.
Shut the front door.
No, he's already dead.
I love Dennis Smith.
Oh, he's my favorite.
He's awesome.
He's a son. He's a son. He's at least. He's got to be Will's son too.
Son of the pod. He's absolutely.
Yeah, 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 for sure. See, I'm trying to find.
Just thinking about the Dennis Smith tweet now.
Oh yeah. Whenever I talk about basketball players' tweets, Kevin Durant is first, and Dennis Smith is second.
Legendary tweet. Do we have that?
Wait, which Kevin Durant one?
We all have our all favorites. I am personally a huge sucker for headed to the biggest room in the world, Room for Improvement. But it's just so good to go from all of KD's like lonely boy ninth grade tweets to Dennis Smith's everybody's got a God-given talent and mine just happens to be slinging this wood in my pants.
unbridled ego.
When he was in high school. Also, my other favorite Kevin Durant one is the one where he says, I've been meaning to call this dude Obama for 3 straight weeks now or something. Just like he was too busy to insult this guy, and he finally got around to it.
Girl, like, man. You like a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich. You look good.
Erica Badu thicker than a kindergarten pencil. Amber Rose, you got the meanest ball head. Better than MJ, Barkley, and all them.
Here's a... Okay. Here are, as of 3 days ago, the stats listed for Melo's Player of the Week. 22.3 points per game, 7.7 rebounds per game, shooting 57.4% field goal, 3% three-point is 45.5%.
No.
So... What we mean to say is
Player of the Week.
What we mean to say is
WEAK.
He's not back. He's actually not back. The Melo we once knew is
actually
not back. This is slightly better.
He's extremely back because Portland just guaranteed his contract for the rest of the year.
Yes.
Yep. So he's here to stay, boys.
Well,
hope you're ready for
he's here to stay Melo.
Oh my god, he's on one. He's on one now. I hope you're ready for a few more months of him hitting a contested 18-footer one time every 2 games, and then some guy posting it and saying, this was the guy y'all said couldn't be in the league anymore.
Him grabbing a rebound over his teammate, telling him to get the fuck out of his face. He's back. Y'all didn't want to see it.
His first game back, he did that right into the mic.
I have a pretty strong take, but I think it's one we'll all be fans of here, all four of us. The Knicks have a lot of exciting young talent. What they don't have is someone to mentor Kevin Knox and RJ Barrett from the small forward position.
I swear to God.
They need to go after this Carmelo.
Finish your thought.
Hear me out.
Okay.
The Knicks they have too many big men. They trade Mitchell Robinson straight up for Carmelo Anthony.
I will be back online in 45 minutes. I need to make a quick drive to a friend's house.
Knicks get rid of some dead weight at the center position and get a mentor for their young future superstars. That's a win.
Who says
Have
no?
Have you seen Kevin Knox's face? He can mentor RJ Barrett. He's like 95.
Wait. Okay, hear me out. We pair... Mitchell Robinson needs a mentor as well. So Portland throws in Hassan Whiteside and the Knicks, give up their next like 3 first-round picks. I mean, that's a guaranteed winner. So why bother?
Can we talk about the most important Knicks news of the week? Is it Keith or is it Marcus Morris? Marcus Morris is injured because his quote-unquote gigantic for a one-year-old son jumped on him while he was sleepy, and he's missing games because of it.
Gigantic for a one-year-old.
And they're tanking.
Mook is not hurting the tank by playing.
he's the only one who scores.
Mook is like... He puts up 30 points on 47 shots, and the Knicks are like, oh, this guy might win us a few games.
Get his thick son to...
My large child son. Marcus Morris, official tweet from Dan Feldman, NBA. Marcus Morris missed Knicks games because his, quote, huge for a one-year-old son jumped on him to wake him up.
So what does that mean? 20 pounds? How big is it?
I'm clicking through the article because I also really want to know who that quote is attributed to. Did Mook say that, or did like David Fizdale say that?
it was the team doctor.
Let's see, Mook. Every morning he comes in the room and jumps on me. You know, I just got the bad batch of it that morning, so I'm good now. Morris said. He described his son as huge for a 1-year-old. So he keeps saying, like, I think I was in a deep sleep and he got me. But it sounds like this kid landed on his nuts.
Well, what can you do?
That's my guess.
And this is why you don't have kids. Or shouldn't have kids. Because this could happen. Well, and it'll ruin your career as an NBA player.
Mook will not be having any more, is my guess.
Ah, well.
Lifestyle condoms, folks. Second sponsorship.
Folks, go ahead and head over to nix.com. Keyword lifestyle condoms.
Use the promo code MESS for free.
We are the only sponsor of the podcast is that a birth control for men that's a shot to the dick in the last 13 years.
I mentioned that as shot to the dick, air quotes again, like just a clean punch. Just a shot.
They send in Marcus Morris's son while you're sleeping.
Yeah, I think I could endorse that.
So, Matt, what pick do you see your New York Knicks ending up with in the NBA draft?
They're going to have the second to worst record.
Okay. The Warriors are going to be the worst, right? Or the Hawks. Are the Hawks going to be the worst? The Hawks just murdered the Warriors.
Shut up.
I don't know. I'm going with the Warriors.
The Hawks have not this year literally had not been a favorite in a single game this year until the Warriors came to town. They're missing John Collins and Kevin Huerter, and they were a 6.5-point favorite. And allow me to just check here. They won by – where is this Hawks game? Goodness, this was longer ago than I thought. I must have skipped by it or something. Oh, yeah. They won by 25.
Wow.
I saw one highlight from that game, and it was Willie Cauley-Stein getting it in the post, immediately traveling, but it not being called. And then he missed a layup. The ball came down, and he hit it backwards, like from his waist, just like hit it up in the air backwards, and it went in the hoop. And he got 2 points.
That almost happened in the Sixers-Wizards game today. Ben Simmons accidentally knocked in a ball while like whipping his arm around and facing away from the hoop. He smacked it in on accident. And Scott Brooks like got mad and walked out onto the court. I don't think you can like complain about that one. It's just stupid.
Yeah.
I mean,
Cauley-Stein got it in the post, pivoted, did a jump stop where it was very clear he took like 2 steps. It was not feet together at all. Never dribbled, and then missed a layup, but then somehow got the offensive rebound.
I've been saying this team's biggest weakness outside of getting hit by the plague is that no one can make layups. The only way they can make layups is by accident.
I was thought you were going to say that their biggest weakness is they don't make enough shots on accident.
I guess that's kind of the same thing.
Stein's helping the cause.
Yeah.
Omari Spellman pivoted 1,000 times under the hoop, got stuffed on a fast break, and then they traded him.
I believe
they traded. What am I thinking of? Never mind.
In this community, we call that a Kirk Heinrich, by the way. Once you've pivoted over 4 times, and something extremely embarrassing happens to you. That's a Heinrich. The Heinrich maneuver.
The Heinrich. Yeah.
Now we have a title for the episode.
Don't sell the Knicks short, though. They're tied in the win column with Golden State. They just got to tack on a couple more losses.
With the second worst record in the NBA, what's the lowest pick they can get?
They can go all the way down to, like, 6
five.
Now, right?
Yeah, is it only 5 or 6.
That's what they're getting.
I think the top 4 teams all have the same odds, right? Yeah. The worst 4 teams.
I think they could go down to 6 now because it used to be, like, 1 could drop to 4 because 3 teams came in the lottery, but I think there's an extra spot you can fall.
Then that's where they'll be.
Nice.
And they will take.
Which is going to be who?
LaMelo Ball.
No. He might be the best prospect in the draft now.
Oh, fuck.
It's crazy that that's, get the number one that's actually true, though.
Yeah.
Is that actually true?
Yeah. He's
he's definitely a top 5 prospect right now.
That's not like meme or anything. He's actually like.
No.
He looks good.
He's good.
He's dropping, like, efficient 30-point triple-doubles in wins in professional ball in New Zealand.
Shit.
So. Also, like, it makes sense in a way if he's been able to, he's in a position to learn from his brother's mistakes.
You can steal all the sunglasses if you want once you're offense.
Yeah, he might actually be able to do a little bit more.
Score.
Maybe not get caught shoplifting also.
I think that is, like, the one weakness is I don't think he's very good at, like, shooting from deep yet.
Hmm.
He's good at basically everything else, I think.
Is he good defensively?
I'll take it.
No, I don't think well, impressively so. I think.
No.
He's got
to
be.
He's going to be a Nick. He doesn't have to be.
Oh, okay, well.
Hey, check this out. He's going to play in the damn NBA. They don't play defense there. Am I right, fellas? Goddamn, give me some college basketball. I saw a score the other day with 49-24. Shoot me in the fucking head.
I was just thinking about Wisconsin basketball, and I was like, I bet they lost to NC State.
They did. TJ Warren gets his revenge on Joe.
Wisconsin is going to miss the tournament this year, and it won't be close. Like they're like a perennial, like at least they get in as like a 6-8 seed somehow. They're not even going to be close this year.
Honestly,
that was the college basketball segment of this podcast.
Honestly, UNC might not either. So,
oh, shut up.
No, they suck.
But Cole Anthony, though.
Cole Anthony's fun. Unfortunately, UNC did this cruel thing to him where they put zero other good players on his team. So he's being guarded by like four guys a night. It's wild. He's shooting, I think, like above 70% on catch and shoot threes, but he's taken like five of them on the year because everything he takes is off the dribble.
Just prepping him for the terrible team he gets drafted by.
Yeah, he probably will be at this rate. Besides, how could y'all not draft the guy whose initials are C. Anthony?
Just he'll wear number 7. Just
I'm telling you, I'm waiting for him to be the Nick, so I can be like, oh, the best Cole from North Carolina ever, and now he's the best Anthony in Nick's history, and all those things, and everyone will be mad at me.
And he's back, everyone. He's back where he should be.
What's his hashtag going to be? It's going to be like stay Cole instead of stay mellow.
Cole World.
Every time the Knicks lose another game by 35, he just tweets out Cole World.
Cole World.
I was just searching through every week. I save a couple tweets in my bookmarks to bring up. You know, I just remind him of this is good because we were just talking about Kevin Durant. Kevin has a very actually it's not that even popular of a tweet from 2014 that says, "Hold up. Do women really take out the bottom two ribs so that they can have a skinny waist? Please tell me this is bullshit." Someone replied, "It's for real." So he replies, "I'm going to go outside and light myself on fire. What are we doing to our beautiful queens?"
What are we doing to our beautiful queens? It's such a good tweet.
Oh, boy.
He is so chivalrous. You ever
feel tonight just sitting on the edge of your bed thinking about a girl like, damn, I want her. When he played horse against that girl, and if she lost, she had to be his girlfriend, and then she just left the game at HORS.
Is he like a walking Drake song? What's happening?
He is. Kevin Durant's a real MFing dude.
I'm me, I do me, and I chill. Here's a question that I bookmarked that Richard Jefferson tweeted that could be fun. Next 3 years, would you rather have Luka or James Harden?
Like 3 years from now?
Yes.
Or just for the next 3 years?
For the next 3 years.
Either or.
Luka.
Luka, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go Luka.
I just like him more. But right. I think if I'm going to do like the annoying NBA Twitter thing and like push the glasses up on the bridge of my nose, say, are we taking contracts into consideration here?
Shut up. No, we're not.
Then it's definitely Luka. But like, I mean, shit, like if he can keep playing like this, he's been like one of the five best players in the NBA this year. I know Harden's been one of the other five best players in the NBA this year, but like nobody. I just want the one on my team that I don't have to go online and see people whine about him all the time. So I think Luka's got probably about 1.5 more years of people not constantly whining about him. So I'll take that like 18 months of bliss.
I said shut up, but what? So what does the contract situation change for you?
It's not a question if you take contracts that you take Luka, because Luka's making like $20 million a year and Harden's making like 35.
Right.
One of them's on a rookie deal for the next 3 years and the other's on a supermax.
Yeah. What the fuck though?
Luka's good. People complain about him.
What? Because he's excellent. You can't pretend that he's not going to, like, there's not going to be a huge group of people who hate him in like 2 years.
I guess so. But I feel like people pick on Harden for very specific things.
Oh, sure. It's not going to be like the same hatred as like Harden hatred, but like out of all the superstars in the league, the only one who's not like widely hated is Giannis, I think.
Harden. Because he's not good enough yet.
Yeah. Once Giannis is as good as Mitchell Robinson, then
call me when he's three MVPs.
I mean, Harden can't even dunk the ball right.
We learned this week that awards can mean whatever you want them to, so I'm sure that's why Giannis won, like, most vegetable-eating player or whatever.
Valuable is so subjective.
I'm taking Luka because the Knicks are bad and, like, Harden won't do anything. Mm-hmm. And hopefully Luka will lose his mind and re-sign after 3 years, and maybe by then they'll have other good players.
Luka will go to the Knicks and then leave in 14 months after Kevin Knox. No, he's just going to go straight up home after Kevin Knox puts on one of the greatest displays of xenophobia that anyone has ever seen for a year consecutively. And I was just like, why him? But it's just too much. And for some reason, James Dolan is going to take his side.
Sometimes it's the people you'd least expect it from.
That's where having the 80-year-old face come in. It comes in. It comes with a side of extreme xenophobia.
We got a live take here from Adam Davis, father of the pod.
Podfather.
In our podcast DM, he said just a few minutes ago, Raptors should trade Kyle Lowry and go with Fred VanVleet going forward. This is my new take.
Okay, here's an idea. Raptors trade Kyle to the Spurs for DeMar.
Trading DeMar rumors that have been flying around.
DeMar like, black out his Instagram?
I mean, the Spurs colors is black.
Well, I mean, like, in my feelings, black. Like,
maybe he's just like feeling really team oriented. He's like all in.
No, he on the Spurs. DeMar deleted everything off his Instagram.
Oh.
I mean, like, I see. There is no Spurs to be seen pictures on here. Just a picture, one picture of him from 5 hours ago that says, by any means, ..
You heard it here first, folks. DeMar DeRozan is going to kill Greg Popovich. If I may address Adam directly for a second, though. First, I'd like to say, shut the fuck up.
All right.
Second, I would like to say, once they can trade Kyle Lowry and keep Fred VanVleet, once Fred VanVleet is a walking double-double, and by that I mean has two ass cheeks that weigh over 10 pounds each.
I love that. That's the perfect nickname for Kalo. The walking double-double.
I love that you said that's the perfect nickname for, and then used his nickname.
Well, Kalo is imperfect. It's easy. It's just his initials, basically.
It's Kyle Lowry,
it's like
over
KD. Everything. It's just his initials. Does that constitute a nickname?
Kevin Durant's nickname is The Servant.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I still like the Slim Reaper the best.
It was so cool. I wanted so bad when he won MVP for Nike to mass release those shirts they made for him that said Slim VP, because I would have bought one for my lanky ass so fast. But lo and behold, they did not, because I am the only Kevin Durant stan, and I guess they assumed they wanted so.
I also liked the Durantula. I was a big fan of that one.
Yeah, too. He hated it. But he's wrong.
Well, Kevin Durant at the time said he didn't want any nicknames. But then last year he said that nicknames are okay now. He says that he feels that he's earned it now.
So now you're the Slim Reaper or Durantula.
It's a shame because all of the nicknames for him now are wildly insulting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, I'm doing nicknames now. And people are like, all right, you dick-ass snake. the fucking cup snake, am I right, folks?
Yeah. Come on, Kevin. You can't choose your own nickname. You'll never be the Serpent.
Normally, when people try to choose their own nickname, though, it's something cool.
Yeah.
There aren't a lot of people on record as having turned down an awesome nickname to ask for something extremely lame. I would like to point out, though, that apparently there's a small group of people who refer to Davis Bertans as the Latvian Laser, and I'd like that to stop.
Yeah, hey, I don't like that.
Is it just Brent?
They're like, it's one of those ones where it's listed on Basketball Reference, and you're like, haha, that's not a real nickname. But then I assume there's like three people who read it there and go, oh, it is. But then they refer to him as that in tweets, like without his real name. It'll be like, the Latvian Laser is a new career high tonight. And he goes, nobody knows who that is. You can't just say that. As always, the only good nickname in the NBA is Big Honey.
That is good. I'll give it that. That is good. What's the worst nickname?
The Serpent.
The Serpent. Who's Big Honey? I mean, outside of that. Yeah, also, who is Big Honey?
Jokic.
Oh.
Huh.
He's not the Joker?
Oh, he's a lot, but Big Honey's just the best one. Big Science is pretty good for Valanciunas, too.
The Maple Mamba's pretty bad.
Yeah, that's horrible. I liked Maple Jordan back in the day, but then the player who had it stunk.
DiVincenzo has the Big Ragu. But no one actually calls him that, as far as I know.
To me.
Yeah, problematic. Not sure about this.
Yeah, at what point do we just set aside the rest of the pod for Matt to just talk about being Italian?
Halfway.
What? I can't believe he's literally the last pod. We spent like 10 minutes talking about Italian basketball players.
We could name like two in like a minute. We were all like, huh, maybe there aren't any. And there were like several that we just could not think of. Bellinelli, we got like 10 minutes after the fact.
Yeah, I named Nicola Melli, and then after like 25 minutes, finally got to Danilo Gallinari.
Oh, yeah. Oops.
I'm naming like a 28-year-old rookie on the Pelicans before I'm getting to the guys who love like famous Italian chef celebrations when they hit three.
Gallo used to be his son. He's made too much money at this point.
The Rooster was a good nickname.
Should we get into the Suns? I'm ready to hear Matt's Suns.
Yeah, let's talk about the Suns.
And is his rule, because all of us have our, you can only have so many players from the hometown team, as he can only have 2 to 3 Italians?
I left it up to him. The only rule is that it cannot have anything to do with basketball talent.
Just like the rest of the
podcast. Oh, shit. Well, I don't have any Knicks.
And I assume that going in.
So, no hometown. Team, I don't know, whatever.
I don't. But what about players from your favorite team, the Brooklyn Nets?
I don't know if that counts as a team. It's like going to war with Al-Qaeda. They're not a country. I don't recognize the Nets as a team. They're just like enemy combatants.
There's a group of guerrillas. Guerrilla warfare unit in Brooklyn that just shows up and plays a basketball game a couple nights.
I do have one Italian on my list, unfortunately. How are we doing this? gonna like pepper in one every once in a while. Should I just go through them all?
Just do it now.
All right. Starting at point guard at 5 foot five, Earl Boykins.
Ooh,
everyone's all okay. Up on Muggsy Bogues for being short and good, but Earl Boykins was 2 inches taller and was almost not quite way worse on some categories.
We love Bucks our not as short kings.
I think he had legend. 1 year where he was like, he was literally the best player on the Bucks for a year, and it was
they brought him back.
Quite a treat to watch him play because his finger rolls were like above the level of the backboard. They were so high in the air and they always went in.
Just check this out. Just because he's 5 foot five, we don't have to be disrespectful. I call him Earl Mankins because there are some grown men who are that height. I've heard.
We don't shame here.
I've heard.
I picked him for a lot of reasons. One, I'll be damned if I'm going to be one of those fathers who has all of his sons grow to be taller than him. I'm not doing it like that. Two, looking him up, his first team was the Rockford Lightning of the CBA. No, not the CBA that they'll sign. The Continental Basketball Association, something?
That sounds more impressive than the National Basketball Association.
Bruce Bone was on it. And then he came to the NBA, and in 1999, he played for 3 teams immediately, which is cool. And then he played for the Bucks twice. He played for the Warriors before they were cool to play for. And he's a short king.
Not cool to play for anymore.
Right. And yeah, he's an definite like legend of the Sacramento Short Kings.
I'll allow it.
And my starting point guard. Should I move on?
Yeah. Yes. Who's next? They better be taller. If they're shorter, we're cutting this.
Help me.
Weird call.
There's literally one guy that's shorter that you could pick, and so help me.
But I'm also
so mad.
So help me God if they are comically taller. If this next player is like 7'4" or higher, I swear to God.
If they are not the average shooting guard size.
They better be 6'5½" or I am leaving this fucking podcast.
I was going to just list the 5 shortest players in history. But I decided not to because I had not heard many of them. Starting shooting guard, below average height for the NBA.
Damn it.
slightly above average for regular humans, I suppose. The Cleveland legend, Delonte West. My only reason is because Delonte West fucked LeBron's mom and essentially ran him out of town and made it so Cleveland would never, ever, ever, ever win an NBA championship because I live in the one version of this world out of the 400 billion where they came back and beat the Warriors, and I believe that every other timeline they did not.
I'm with you on that one. They still haven't won a title.
Nope.
The city of Philadelphia has never got a Super Bowl, and the city of Cleveland has never got an NBA championship. I believe these two things with my heart.
Yeah, thanks to Delonte West.
Crazy. One person would go that far to just make someone continue to lose. You got to respect it.
You got to love it. And he's a DC guy. Well, he's born there.
Hell yeah.
I love him. He also looks like he'd be like one of Jesse's friends from Breaking Bad, like before he got clean.
Yeah, so he's like Skinny Pete.
He looks like, yeah, he could be like Skinny Pete. Less skinny.
More Pete.
I call him Delonte East because he ruined the Eastern Conference's best team.
He did what he had to. Again, you got to respect
my other shooting guard. I gotta respect him. I do respect him as a son.
I would like to briefly interject with something beautiful. The New York Knicks have stopped tweeting the final score of the games they're in.
they did it again right now?
Yeah, they tweeted, what was it? They had the one against Milwaukee that just says final in Milwaukee and a picture of the Knicks, but nothing else. And then there's one that says Pacers on Saturday.
Moving on. Next game. Can't worry about the game we just lost.
They don't even acknowledge in that one that a game just happened. It just mentions the next one.
This was a scrimmage. This was not regulation.
You're just fucking with y'all.
All right, let's hear the small forward.
Well, it's another shooting guard / point guard / short person.
Oh, my God.
UConn's own Shabazz Napier.
Okay, I'll allow it.
Shabazz has an awesome name. I had a class with him. He touched my butt. It's normal stuff.
Hold on. Okay. He touched your butt.
I'm listening.
He was the backup to Kemba when we won the first time. And
okay, go back to the butt touching thing.
Tell us the important thing here.
Well, it was a summer class because I was trying to make up credits.
Summer love.
Yeah, basically. And so it was a class with me and all the football team and basketball team for some reason. I don't remember what it was. I think like some sort of communications class. I don't know. There was like 20 of us in the class. Him and I think a guy named Michael Bradley, who transferred away, just sat in the back and like flung rubber bands at people and did nothing. And at one time, I did gave a presentation, and as I'm walking by his desk, he smacks me on the ass and says, good game. I didn't wash those pants for years.
Wait a second. Why were you wearing pants? That's when, just in case that might happen, your ass was chapped, the ass falls away, and he just actually delivered a firm smack like the meaty part of your ass.
I love this backwards thing where he slaps you on the ass, and he's your son now.
Listen, you don't understand Italian culture.
just like Matt doesn't understand husband culture, you don't understand.
I understand it. I'm learning. He's a good kid, and I'm still mad at LeBron for, from what I understand, making the Heat trade with the Magic, or no, the Hornets, for Shabazz during draft night, and then LeBron left, and we could have had Shabazz and Kemba, yeah, on the same team, and we didn't.
Well,
my other stuck to keep Kemba, re-sign him, and have him retire a Hornet forever.
He should be a Nick, but whatever. My other Connecticut person and my only Italian, the greatest basketball player of all time, pound for pound, Danny Taurasi.
Hell yes, now we're talking.
Danny Taurasi can hit shots from over a house without even seeing the hoop. I've seen video of it. She's the greatest player of all time. I know we're not supposed to pick this based on basketball talent, but fuck y'all.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
You're breaking down barriers with this choice.
She's a queen and a
We've
king.
We've never picked Italians before.
Sons can be any gender.
Mm-hmm. Anyone can be a
son.
Don't
gender my son, you fucking asshole. If Diana Taurasi went one-on-one with any of your sons, she would kick their ass.
Yeah, but if she kicked my son's Kyle Lowry's ass, her foot would be enveloped by it. They'd have to amputate that damn foot.
And she'd get better. She doesn't need it. She has such good footwork and technique that she doesn't need feet.
It's not called feet work. It's footwork.
You ever seen the show Stumptown? It's based after her.
I've been recommending Stumptown to people for like the last 2 weeks, and I've never watched it.
Why? Have you been recommending it?
I saw one tweet about it and laughed.
I will never watch it. You can't tell me anything I don't already know.
StumpPound.com. Promo code NBA Diana Taurasi foot in Kyle Lowry's ass. That's all one word. NBA Kyle Lowry Diana Taurasi foot in ass. You will get 1 year of the show free of no charge, provided you already have a basic cable package.
It's free with your payment.
You will no longer be charged extra when you turn on ABC to watch this show.
It's an ABC show? I thought it was like an Amazon or something.
Lord in heaven, I don't remember.
No, I'm pretty sure this is network TV.
Yeah.
Network television.
Let's look it up. I know we're supposed to be a stats-free podcast, but...
We've had so many stats.
We are? Yeah, you rattled off a bunch of stats earlier. So did I.
ABC.
Boom. Now Matt owes me one of his sons.
I owe you a son?
Yeah, who's your center?
Oh. Oh. Smooth. So this guy, in my world, was... 5'3". In your world, he might have been 7'6".
Gotcha.
He goes by the name of Frequency Vibrations. Talk about good
names. Fuck you.
My guy had heart. Fuck, he had soul. He had the name. He had a real name, and it was super Italian. It was like Mario Babagool. He played center. Because he had a 7'5" wingspan and he was 5'3". I put all his stats on rebounding and nothing else, and he played center.
God damn it.
Why? Why did you have to do this?
I was on my longest ever streak of not remembering that Frequency Vibrations happened. And you're ruining this.
This fucking nightmare returns.
Nothing was better than making Frequency Vibrations a white guy and then hearing his voice and feeling like you had fucked up and were being problematic for the rest of franchise mode. And I was like, yo, are they going to make my white creative player say the N-word? Because I don't want him to.
No son of mine. Don't you worry. He would have been fine.
Freaking Vibe was using a lot of AAVE and I need to talk with him about it.
He's sadly, it's a sad story about my son. You know, he left Italy as a boy. I had not, because the old country, there's a lot of issues going on. I couldn't leave from it. So I lost him at about 6 years old. And he came and he started watching a lot of old Michael Rapaport shows. And that's why he talks like that.
Our white ass creative players encounter racism from the fans yelling at them. I'm talking
in Utah.
That's next. That's 2K21, baby.
Does anyone have 2K20 here?
I don't.
Fuck, I was on the impression no one had it like at all in existence.
Yeah, it's like 300 gigabytes.
No one's like, no one's talking about it. I generally at least see people like discuss 2K, but no one's posting anything.
I genuinely think the only people that have it are the people that like play it professionally, and I'm like putting the most air quotes I ever could on that.
Yeah, I feel like there's a huge drop off this year.
Didn't one of the professional 2K players get popped for PEDs?
Probably.
What? Actually, yeah, no, that sounds. Right, I'm gonna look this up.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure one of them got like banned for quite a while for using performance enhancing drugs.
Like what? Adderall?
He was playing with LeBron. Hey. Terrible. Because of all the HGH.
Also HGH.
It's huge. You like crush the controller while trying to mash the shoot button.
All the HGH that LeBron is on, and he was playing with LeBron.
Okay, I'm not exactly sure how to search for this. I searched 2K League PED, and it gave me a Reddit thread. This person asks, am I cheating if I'm on Adderall while playing online? LOL.
I was just imagining that searching.
We got him.
I was imagining searching pro gamer and then PED would lead to some horrifying suggested searches.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, all right, let's do it.
If you start typing pro gamer and then you start typing PED and you go PE and then you go autocomplete.
Here's a Time article. Here are the drugs you can't use in professional gaming.
I remember there was a. This has nothing to do with video games, but in the world of professional darts, you are not allowed to drink alcohol at all because, like, a beer or two is considered performance enhancing because it can, like, slows your reflexes and gives you potentially a more consistent throw.
Wait,
really?
Huh.
This is amazing. Yes. So some players got suspended for a brawl. I remember that.
Yes, yes.
Kingsguard Gaming point guard Eric Donald has been suspended for a season for violating the code of conduct. He was racist, and then his team got a compensatory third round pick.
I love how this he's called a point guard because his character in the game is a point guard.
Shut the fuck up. I hate these people.
Okay, but to be fair, he's probably like 5'8 also.
His name is Timely Cook.
Can you name your character Frequency Vibrations and play in this league?
Oh, I'm sure you can.
I think your name is just like your username. Okay. I wish so badly I was a professional gamer just so I could say
my fuck would you say name that?
Is add me on LinkedIn. Oh god, that'd be so good.
It would be
just good. Be like, yeah, I'm professional NBA 2K power forward. Add me on LinkedIn.
This man really just said he wishes he's a pro gamer.
Under certain circumstances, to be clear.
This is the worst paragraph ever. I'm in the article. NBA 2K League funds Cavs Legion $10,000 like a pro suspended. And includes this. The team fine was for the violation as well as obstructing the investigation of the league. In addition, team members Marcus God of 2K Glenn, William Rainer Morales, Gerald Sick X973 Knapp, and Tim O'Leary and Salimo have each been handed a $750 fine for facilitating the violation.
Here's an article from Yahoo in September of this year. NBA 2K League player banished for tipping off gambler to inside information.
This has existed for like less than a year.
It's all downhill.
It's like a couple years at the very most.
I would like to ask any of our listeners to please send us hot takes regarding the NBA 2K League and not shit like it's real or like they're not professionals or some shit like that. Like, no, I want like hot takes about the league itself. Tell me that fucking God of 2K shoots too much and it makes his teammates hate him or some shit. I don't know.
Yes.
But tell me that one of them can't dribble with their left hand. I don't care. but please send me hot takes regarding the NBA 2K League.
Yeah, is there a 2K player that's like James Harden that everyone hates because they're really good, but they play like an asshole? That's what we want to know.
Yes.
I'm sure
we want that. Or anything like that recent Ninja tweet where he was like, why does the NFL have kickers who miss kick? It's not hard, just kick it through the uprights. And then someone responded to him and was like, why are there Fortnite players who ever miss shots? It's not hard, just shoot. And he immediately responded with something along the lines of, because in Fortnite, you're building, running, shooting. There's a lot of factors at once. When you're a kicker, you just kick. It's not the same thing at all, idiot.
Yeah, he's like, this is a stupid reply.
Ninja knows because he's a Lions fan. He was at the game. He was at a game once. Anyway.
You hate to see it.
Anything involving Ninja or pro gamers, you truly do hate to see.
You hate to see a multimillionaire famous person named Ninja.
Yes, with green hair. Who can't stop having heated gaming moments.
The heated gaming moments are pretty funny, though.
And his friends with Drake.
You see the heated gaming moment where he's just yelling at some kid? He's just playing. This is a grown man playing Fortnite. He's like, "What did you say to me, you little shit? What the fuck did you just say?"
It was going to be so awkward when I had to hold a press conference in NBA 2K and explain why I, Frequency Vibrations, had a heating gaming moment during the game.
This might be a hot take. I don't think you should be allowed to yell if you have blue hair.
I'm trying to think in general.
This doesn't have much to do with basketball, but while we're on it, while we're here, it should be illegal to yell if you have blue. You just shouldn't be allowed. It shouldn't be possible to yell when you have blue
hair. Your hair is loud enough.
I'm trying to think of any exceptions to this rule, and the only possible one I have is possibly Knive Chow in Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
That's okay. That doesn't count. movies are an exception.
That was all I had. That was it.
Does Sonic count?
Ooh.
Sonic doesn't. No. Well.
Okay.
If we're talking about the Sonic movie shouldn't exist, so.
I guess that's what I was thinking of, because he can't yell in the game. He doesn't talk.
He doesn't. So. Well, no. Sonic Adventure 1 and 2.
You've just been owned by a gamer, Matt.
I'm only thinking of, like, Sega Genesis.
Oh, well.
I grew up.
And in the 1940s?
This man's a boomer.
Do not finish my sentences for me.
Sorry, I worried you were going to, like, doze off or something in the middle of it.
You're the one who forgot who Frequency Vibrations was.
I've been trying to
take your meds
for so long. I didn't even finish the rookie season of that campaign. I hated it so much.
Me neither.
The Milwaukee Bucks were playing me like 7 minutes a game, and then I realized I had to either buy a VC or play other game modes to ever become a decent player, and I was like, fuck this game.
Well, the good thing is that all the stories get worse after that, so... Which year was that one?
Intolerable.
17. Because then 2K18 was you and Michael B. Jordan. And then 2K19 was you were in like the G League. And you had the one guy who gets drafted and goes or gets called up to the league and is like 95 overall immediately, and you're like 65 overall.
So basically,
Marcus something.
That just sounds like they got inspired by. You're in the same year. You're both rookies at the same time.
Yeah. So he's like on your team in the G League, but he's like a rival because he's like.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be the best player in the league, and you're not gonna get in my way.
And while you're in the G League,
you're like, but I'm here to be a good teammate, and so you like pass him the ball, and he does good, and he gets called up, and then somehow you're playing like the last game of the regular season on the Lakers against him on the Spurs, and he's 95 overall, and you're 60 overall, and
it doesn't go great.
You're both rookies. You're trying to kind of. Form a competition with him where one doesn't really exist. And he's just way better. So you're Donovan Mitchell and he's Ben Simmons?
Yes.
I'm reading The Verge. It's a website about technology.
Folks, check out theverge.com. You can actually type it in on Google.
If you Google
HTTP :
the whole thing, yeah.
That's promo code Matt, promo code Italian. Go ahead, try him out.
Anyways, Spike Lee directed, wrote, and produced Living the Dream.
He sure did.
NBA. Yep. 2K16.
2K16. A Spike Lee joint.
Yep.
Maybe I missed a year then.
Another reason I hate Spike Lee.
That was so bad it could only have been created by a Knicks fan.
Matt, how do Knicks fans...
He's a psychopath.
Yeah, how do Knicks fans generally feel about Spike Lee? Wait.
Knicks fan and psychopath are not mutual. In fact, I'm pretty sure they're like required conditions for one another.
At this point, yeah, for sure. Does the general Knicks fan, are they like, wow, Spike Lee, that's cool, or are they like, this guy sucks, he's annoying?
I hate him, and I hate his guts. He's so annoying. He's like, if Drake was old, he's just running out all on the court doing shit, thinks he's on the team, getting texts. Not a fan.
Honestly, they needed to make him excommunicado after he got embarrassed by Reggie Miller like that.
It's true.
Yeah.
You got to cut your ties with him at that point. Annoying.
I don't like him at all. I'm a big anti-Spike guy.
So you say he's not a Sun?
He is not a Sun. He never was. I mean...
So you wouldn't bring him back to make another 2K?
I would, because I hate 2K.
Here's a question. Let's pretend that we like 2K. Or let's pretend that we're still interested in 2K improving. Mm-hmm. Who should direct a 2K story?
Scorsese.
Okay. So we're actually looking for a long campaign this time.
I don't think there should be any director. They need to get rid of all that crap and just let you play.
I got into MLB The Show a little bit this year. And
My Player Mode.
The My Player Mode is very good because you don't have to listen to people talk, or you just play when you want to play.
Yep. Also, let your player be good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can actually
do that. But then they couldn't do microtransactions and get more money from it.
Just let me be a 99 overall rookie and score 80 points a game. I loved NBA Live 2005 because I would play the rookie sophomore challenge and score a minimum of 150 points with Ben Gordon every game.
I played
the East All-Stars versus the West All-Stars one time, and I lost 253 to 251, and I scored all of my points with Vince Carter.
But you lost.
I did. Because, it wasn't the Western All-Stars. It was my friend used the European All-Stars and just rained threes with Dirk and Peja the entire time.
That's the way to do it.
But I scored 251 points with Vince Carter in a game. That's what I want to do when I play these
things. Back when Vince Carter was not a three-point shooter, he was just a dunker. And like
how
a
many minute quarters?
I have no clue. I assume we turned him up to like regular length. But all you had to do was run toward – you had to pick a player who could dribble, which just meant they couldn't be a big man. And you had to run in a straight line towards the hoop. Flick, this was on GameCube, flick the C-stick one time, you'd do a perfect spin move that was totally unguardable, and you'd dunk the ball.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was it.
You just spin
My brother would play with Tracy McGrady and score about 80 to 90 a game.
Oh, yeah. Totally unstoppable. Also, that game was so broken, I was playing the rookie sophomore challenge, and I was choosing the rookies so I could play with Ben Gordon. The sophomore team was Melo, D-Wade, and LeBron. And I was like, I don't feel like this is fair.
Fair as in, like, the freshmen are more powerful?
Yeah, because Ben Gordon was scoring, like, 200 a game. What were they going to do?
Truth be told, I've got my PlayStation 2 booted up right now.
Hell yeah.
I've got NBA Street Volume 2 in the system.
Ooh. Okay.
Starting a new season. Starting a new, what is it? Be a Legend or something like that mode. I made him as short and as heavy as I possibly could. And his player name, his street name is Thick and Roll.
Oh,
hell boy. Yes.
So,
you know, actually, I had NBA Street Volume 3 on the GameCube, which actually has on the roster the greatest Italian player of all time, Mario.
Super Mario.
Just Mario.
Actually, Luigi.
Because it was on the GameCube.
I think so Luigi was on there. Luigi's on there too.
That's amazing.
He has to be better than Mario.
Mario, I think, had better ball handling. Short and fat.
You know,
he can't dribble between his legs. The ball won't fit. Luigi's way better.
Joe had NBA Street 2 and Jared had NBA Street 3 on the GameCube. I actually had NBA Street 4 on the game Dodecahedron, not to drag. but it was pretty cool. It had Mario, Luigi, and also Sonic. And
Mario Lopez.
So
Mario Hazonia.
It had Mario Hazonia. This was 2005.
NBA Street Legend.
Everyone's favorite NBA player of all time, the guy pretending to be Mario Hazonia on Instagram.
Tell me this story.
Oh, like right when Mario Hazonia got drafted, everyone went nuts for him because he had all these like amazing Instagram posts. and everyone fell in love because he was like talking all this cash shit, and then just turned out it was some guy pretending to be Mario Hezonja.
That's awesome.
And he's then the Orlando Magic drafted him 5th overall because some guy had good Instagram posts.
Yeah. I wanted the Bucks to get him that year. He didn't fall far enough.
Where is he now? Is he okay?
He's on Portland, right?
He is. He's a big
Throw him into the Melo trade.
There you go.
Reunite him.
They reignited his career by giving him minutes, and then he went somewhere else and got a contract.
And letting him dunk over Giannis.
Letting him dunk over him.
Hey, but next time he rubs his nuts in Giannis's face, you know what's going to happen. When it happens again.
And it will. Because I'm going to do something about it then.
Giannis promises it's going to happen again.
Speaking of Knicks legends, I've got a retro take here.
Oh, thank God.
Primed and ready to go.
All right. I'm shocked you could find one, because surely no one's ever had an irrational take about the New York Knicks.
It was Slim Pickens, for sure.
Slim Pickens is actually the name of the NBA 2K creative player in 2023.
That would be infinitely better than Frequency Vibrations. Slim Pickens.
I can't come up with a joke worse than Frequency Vibrations. He really hit the literal bottom of the barrel. I can't mock it by coming up with something worse, because he already did.
Spike Lee is an idiot.
It's not even like Vibrations is a conceivable last name. Like
the
nickname.
Like, just make his nickname Frequency or Freak, and give him like Dan Smith or, you know, whatever. Give him some innocuous name.
You could name him, I think.
Audacity to make people pretend that you would call anyone that as a nickname, that you would come up with a nickname that is 6 syllables long, is so horrendous.
The nickname had a nickname. They called him Freak.
Freaking Vibe, too. Chris Paul is too long of a name for us to say in the NBA. And they had the audacity to pretend we were going to call a guy Frequency Vibration because of his, like, herky-jerky style when he drove to the hoop.
Which then you can customize and make it not all gross.
Yes.
And you can change his nickname as soon as you get out of, like, the story mode. You can make it... I would always make it, like, Smooth Hands, or... that was one of the options. Or there was one... Cool Hands. It was Cool Hands. And there was one other one that there were a bunch of really funny ones that I was like, who's calling them this? Goose? There was one that was just Goose, as if someone would have that nickname.
Clearly just the Top Gun.
Yeah. Anyway. All right.
Can you imagine getting nicknamed after the dead one from Top Gun? Your boys are giving you a nickname, and they're like, yeah, you're definitely Goose. And you're just sitting there like... yeah. Why, though?
Thanks.
Because you honk a lot. You're Goose.
Because you're horny as shit.
This take comes to us from the year 2009.
It's a take from the year 2009 or something. I'm sorry. Sorry.
That can't be right.
It is pre-draft. It is from answers.yahoo.com.
There we go.
The asker's name is Eric B. He has almost 3,000 answers on this website. So this man is well-versed.
He had to do something with his life after Rakim left him.
I thought of that. We are assuming this is Eric Benet, right?
Yeah, of course.
It's entirely possible.
New York.
Knicks. The question. This is pre 2009 draft. Ricky Rubio rumors he's holding out for Knicks. He goes on.
Continues.
Rubio deserves more than the draft to Frozenville, Minnesota. This guy is from a Mediterranean climate, so for non-basketball reasons alone, he'd want to jet it to New York. The warm...
Where it's warm all the time.
Where it's warm all year long. And then he put in all caps, LOL. Not to mention, New York more closely resembles the big city atmosphere of his homeland.
Wait, what?
His homeland of Spain? The country of Spain?
I've often said big city how much like all of Spain New York City is.
Internet rumors. Info out there that his father is talking closely with Knicks management and or his agents are doing this. Also, something along the lines that the Knicks coach has close ties with Wolves general manager and that they're doing a behind closed door dealings to jettison Rubio to New York. Let's put this in perspective. Rubio practically single-handedly kept Spain close during their loss to the Dream Team Redo 3 or 4. Some might argue this point, but Rubio's contributions during that Olympic finals game should not be ignored. Okay, so his points so far are New York is like Spain, and the Knicks and Wolves GMs are friends, so they might be doing a behind-closed-doors deal.
Okay. What was this an answer to?
This is the same question asker pleading his case that Ricky Rubio will be coming
this
to the
Knicks. This is a question.
He put this is all the questions so far, yes. Okay. Rubio, another point. Rubio in a Timberwolves jersey? Get real. He'll be a wasted talent sitting on the bench three quarters of the season. Is that saying the Timberwolves are really good? Is that what he's saying? He's so talented. He's talented, but the Timberwolves are so much better than the Knicks that he'll just sit on the bench.
I can't get over
what he's saying.
Rubio in a Timberwolves jersey? Get real. Man, he was drafted by them. We are being real. He's going to wear that jersey.
So this must be just right after the draft, but like maybe he hadn't committed to like coming from overseas yet. Something like that.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Another point. Rubio in any other jersey. Lakers, Rockets, Magic, Mavericks, Cavaliers, Spurs, etc. And Ricky would spell NBA Magic and ratings. Notice how he didn't list the Knicks in that list.
This is just an anti-Timberwolves question.
Yeah. Another point. We've all seen what European players can do for a team. Just look at San Antonio. But Minnesota? Someone dropped the proverbial ball in this draft.
I'm so confused.
I'm so embarrassed.
For the sake of basketball, who out there wants to see Rubio in a Knicks jersey? By the way, Asker is not a Minnesota fan. Oh, really? You don't say. By the way, his entire time through this whole question, that is the end of the question. Every time he types the word Knicks, there is an apostrophe S.
Yeah.
Every single time.
Perfect.
New York Knicks.
That is because Ricky Rubio belongs to the New York Knicks. The New York Knicks. Ricky Rubio belongs to the New York Knicks.
All right. Any thoughts before we dive into some of these answers?
The only realistic argument he could have made he didn't make was, wasn't that during the time period when the Timberwolves drafted like 45 point guards?
Yeah.
Sure.
That's pretty much the only thing I could think of.
Johnny Flynn, Rubio, and Ty Lawson at the same draft.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Between Steph Curry, too.
Right.
They missed on Steph and picked three other guys.
I really believed in Johnny Flynn. And even given the benefit of hindsight, I still want to say I was all in on him, except for the fact that Jim Boeheim played him like 40 minutes per game in college. I'm just saying he was dead by the time he got to the pros.
All right. So the favorite answer from an anonymous answerer. It's a couple paragraphs, so we'll dive in. As a Knicks fan, I say pull the trigger and get him. But outside of wanting him to play in a big market and wanting to play for a better up-and-coming team, like the Knicks, than where he is now in Minnesota, there really isn't any other reason to demand for this trade. I mean, yes, he is from a resort city in Spain's Mediterranean coast, and Minnesota is freezing. I would know, because I go to college in Iowa, and that shares a border with Minnesota.
What the fuck is happening?
However, I live in New Jersey, and that is right there with New York. And in the winter months, the cold can also be unbearable. Therefore, his wanting to play for New York is not due to climate preferences, in my opinion.
I just want to interject. This guy's entire answer is based on having lived in states next to other states.
Uh-huh.
Brian.
That's all the qualification you need, really.
He goes on. On the subject of basketball, his style of play is perfect for Mike D., I'm assuming of the Beastie Boys.
Nuts.
Maybe like, Mike D'Antoni, but that seems like a stretch.
D'Antoni's a single man.
And he is the perfect help for Chris Duhon.
Shit.
If the Knicks do not get Steve Nash or an all-star accomplished point guard, then Duhon should continue to start, and Rubio should take all of Nate's minutes. I believe that's Nate Robinson.
Hell yeah.
Rubio should take all of Nate's minutes to see what he's got, which I reckon is more than Nate, which is why we should let Nate go and concentrate on re-signing David Lee, who is a future all-star in my book.
Oh, this is before he was an all-star.
Well, that's it. That's right. Technically correct.
Not bad. Not bad so far. I don't know about the perfect help for Chris Duhon thought there, but
could you imagine anyone who would be more helpful for Chris Duhon?
Well, I mean, could you imagine anyone that needs help getting better?
More than Chris Duhon?
More than him. So, you know, to be fair.
If you read this answer as being from not from the perspective of I want the Knicks to be better, but I'm rooting for Chris Duhon, I think it all checks out.
I want Chris Duhon to be better.
Then he just outlines the lineups with Rubio or without Rubio, and it's the same thing. Like, it's either Rubio's starting or Rubio's coming off the bench and Gallinari's starting. But Duhon is the starting point guard in both of these scenarios.
In what world is Ricky Rubio not a point guard in this guy's head?
Oh, he said, hell, if Rubio can bulk up, I see no problems with him playing alongside Duhon as a starting shooting guard.
Jesus.
Is he a Because that's person? What Ricky's missing. He needs, like, just put on 30 pounds and then you'll be able to shoot.
I love the idea. Double check. The idea that Ricky Rubio or Danilo Gallinari will take the final roster spot. Like, they're interchangeable when Rubio's 6'4 and Gallinari's 6'10.
Yeah. Gallinari shooting guard.
The final roster spot will either go to a power forward or a point guard.
His lineup without Steve Nash, his ideal lineup here is point guard Chris Duhon and then four power forwards.
Oh my God. He's the current general manager of the New York Knicks.
It's literally Duhon, Gallinari, Wilson Chandler, Al Harrington, David Lee.
They ran that lineup. Let's not pretend they didn't run that lineup.
Oh, yeah. And that's, I mean, Gallinari's probably a small forward, but the other three are power forwards.
This is James Dolan answering the question.
It is an anonymous answerer, so we don't know for sure. We can neither Al Harrington confirm might nor be deny my this.
Hated Nick. I just hated that guy.
How conflicted did you end up on Bargnani?
Oh, did not like.
Oh no, that was the frequency vibrations moment for Matt.
He not only sucked on the Knicks, he gave a bad name to Italians.
And took a bunch of draft picks to get him.
I'll never forget him shooting that three that was just like 7 feet short of the rim. It's the NBA highlight to me. Like, if people are like, what's basketball? Some people would show them, like, Steph Curry. Some people would show them LeBron blocking Iguodala. And I'd be like, yo, check out this big dumbass from Europe shooting a three, but only shooting at 14 feet.
Number one overall pick.
Yes.
Worst pick, him or Anthony Bennett?
It's got to be. Wait.
Bennett.
Who was picked after Bargnani? Because it should be Bennett, but like Bennett was a worse player, but did they pass up on anybody decent for Bargnani?
They got something out of him, though. They got a bunch of Knicks picks.
Yeah, I mean, like, he could actually, like, he played value for a little while, anybody, which is more than Bennett.
I'm looking up the draft here.
But at least if you took Bennett, like, who'd you pass on if you took Bennett? Did you pass on Oladipo? That's pretty bad.
LaMarcus Aldridge went second. This is a pretty bad draft. LaMarcus Aldridge went second. Adam Morrison went third.
Oh, they missed out on Adam Morrison.
Tyrus Thomas, Sheldon Williams, Brandon Roy, Randy Foy, Rudy Gay, Patrick O'Brien, Mohamed Sané were the top 10.
Yeah, Bennett's the worst pick.
Yeah. Is it later picks that turned out? J.J. Redick went 11th. Cephalosha, 13. Rondo, 21. Kyle Lowry, 24.
Ooh. Cephalosha is so much older than I ever think he is.
Paul Millsap, 47.
Legend.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Millsap is the only All-Star. No. Okay. No, because LaMarcus Aldridge did too. Okay. There's several All-Stars in this draft.
Wow.
I was looking at the color coding. Never make it?
Brandon Roy was one.
Roy did, sure. Aldridge did, Rondo, Lowry, Millsap.
All Millsap, the pride All-Stars. Of Louisiana Tech University, baby.
Woo.
That's the retro take. That's all I got.
That was a great one.
That was a lot. There was a lot there.
A lot to unpack.
Much to think about.
A lot of different ways to take that.
Anything else before it's time for the thinker?
I don't know. I mean, Matt, you got any Knicks predictions?
Yeah, I predict they get the worst pick they can get.
Okay.
And they'll mess it up.
You heard it here first, folks. The Knicks will be winning the NBA championship and picking 30th overall.
You hate to see it.
We're all pissed.
Hate to see it. The only good thing about the Knicks being bad, besides I don't have to watch them, is when Stephen A. Smith loses his goddamn mind over them not getting the first overall pick like it was their fault.
That shit's awesome.
That it rules.
Just another time where the Knicks break my heart. I can't believe them. It's like, guy, they don't control the fucking lottery.
His first move as executive of the New York Knicks was to hire Lamar Odom, who was on track.
Here's a thinker that I predict five people will get. So I hope there's five people listening to this that will get this. This is from... Actually, hold on. Before Thinker, let's plug our shit. What am I doing? At a Full Court Mess. This is a
professional podcast.
This is professional. You have a problem with our takes? Do tell us. It makes us stronger, and we like that.
Please send us NBA 2K League takes.
We've already been on three different end of year Spotify wrap ups. Mm-hmm. So go ahead and start listening now, so we can be on more at the end of 2020.
Yep. Again, at a Full Court Mess, or we could plug Matt's shit for the one out of, I don't know, once a month tweet he does. If he might even tweet less than that. Do you tweet less than that?
Tweeting a little more again.
A little more. Would you like a plug?
I'm looking up my old Knicks takes on Facebook. That's the good stuff.
Facebook is a medium of NBA takes we have not yet explored.
Out of fear.
I searched Knicks, seeing what I posted.
Well, he searches that. If you do want to tell, send your condolences his way for being a Knicks fan. It's at SatMasso. It'll be in the description.
You can hire me to make your website.
Do that also.
I'll do it. I swear. May 14th, 2014. The Knicks need to get Mark Jackson.
People still say that.
They sure do.
I would love for them to get Mark Jackson. So I don't have to listen to him anymore. They have that man covering
2010, wishing T-Mac would come to the Knicks, and then he ended up doing it.
Oh, nice.
That's good.
Spoken into existence.
And that's the only time I actually got to see him play. Every time I would go, he would be hurt the day before. Similar to
He did that.
And then he played on the Knicks, which was really cool.
Oh, I lost my tweet.
Oh, here's one of me yelling at LeBron for flopping during the playoff game I went to. It's a good one.
It's like a video of you yelling?
No, it's just me typing that I'm mad at LeBron for flopping. Oh. And I'm not calling it.
I hope he saw.
He did. It's Facebook, so, you know.
Yeah,
it's public.
Yeah. They see every time. Okay, I have our thinker ready. Again, for the five people who might get this. Coby White looks like all three Flatbush zombies combined. Now, everyone, go look up Flatbush zombies. They make good music. And you'll see that Coby White looks like all of them combined.
Let's see.
Everyone look them up. Right now, I'm not ending this till at least one of you sees what they look like.
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
We'll do it live.
Yes. Pretty spot on, yeah. The one in this picture I'm looking at with the headband on looks exactly like Mike Conley.
Oh, okay, so. Okay. I can see that.
The long dreads. Yeah, that's Mike Conley right there.
You say dreads? No, I'm sorry. That's Jay Crowder.
Oh. True.
But yeah, this is that's a good take.
All right. I'm glad. And with that, our last take is that we love you.
Thank you very much.